Welcome to VGK Today, presented by BetMGM, where we give you an inside look at the Vegas Golden Knights' 2024 Stanley Cup playoff run. I'm Justin Russo with the Golden Knights on Tuesday, April 30th, with the VGK getting ready to head back to Dallas for Game 5 of their first-round series after the Stars tied the series at 2 on Monday night with a 4-2 win at T-Mobile Arena. Vegas' 2-0 series lead has now evaporated, and the Golden Knights will once again become road warriors for Game 5, aiming to use the same blueprint that got them wins in Games 1 and 2 to help them to their third win of the series and get them to the brink of advancing. To focus on Game 4, though, the Golden Knights were the better team to start, controlling play early and even getting the game's first goal from Michael Amadio.
Robertson's entry feed is cut off by William Karlsson. Right side, Howden sets up Amadio. Now McNabb drifting, shoots, save, rebound. It's at the goal line. It's in. Dragons fire at the fortress. The right button push. It's 22. Mike Amadio. Vegas has a 1-0 lead in Game 4 with 5:35 to go in the first.
We knew Bruce Cassidy was going to make an adjustment with his forward group, and to me it was either Amadio or Dorofeev. He goes with the trusted veteran, and boy oh boy, does it pay off early. Michael Amadio has been shot out of a cannon. Forget the Dragon.
Well, a great moment there from Mike Amadio, who was inserted into the lineup ahead of Game 4 in place of Anthony Mantha. And not only did he get that goal there, but his line overall, alongside Brett Howden and William Karlsson, really were the best line for the VGK all night. But after Mike Amadio scored, the Dallas Stars were able to tie things up late in the first period. But again, the VGK would fight back. And after Dallas tied things late in the opening frame, Jack Eichel would once again give Vegas the lead early in the second period.
Picked up by Jack Eichel, though. Eichel coming to the neutral zone. Eichel across the rim. Left wall, Barbashev to Marchessault, hit the post, rebound, score! Jack Eichel! Vegas takes a 2-1 lead. Marchessault off the right post, flush left. Eichel there to pot it home. Eichel's third goal of the series, and he puts the Knights back on top early in the second.
So at that point, while the VGK felt good about their game, things would quickly change, as a power play opportunity later on in the period granted Wyatt Johnston the ability to score the game's tying goal, and a late turnover near the end of the period saw Ty Dellandrea give Dallas the lead. A hard-fought third period ensued, but Vegas could not muster any goals, and Roope Hintz sealed things late with an empty net goal in the final 2 minutes. Surely a disappointing loss for the Golden Knights given where they were heading into the two games at T-Mobile Arena in Games 3 and Games 4, and now after leading 2-0 in the series, they find themselves tied with the Dallas Stars, and they head back to Dallas to start a best of three to decide this first round. There are lots of storylines and angles to discuss from Game 4, and to further break things down, we'll be joined after the break by Shane Knighty and Dave Gosher.
Hello, I am Kerry Buchholz, President and CEO for your Vegas Golden Knights. I am a proud board member of the Nevada Donor Network Foundation. With over 600 Nevadans waiting for a life-saving organ transplant, we can all do our part to bring hope to those waiting. I am partnering with Nevada Donor Network to raise awareness about registering to be a hero. I am a registered organ, eye, and tissue donor, and proud Nevadan. Are you? Join us at wearenevadans.org.
Jack Daniel's has always made whiskey, and if they have it their way, they always will. But there's one thing Jack can't make more of: moments. Those are on us to create. You see, hockey fans, we only get one shot at this thing called life. So let's make sure we're making the most of every moment, whether it's showing up for our team or sipping a glass of Jack while cheering at the radio. Don't let a single moment go to waste. Make it count. Jack Daniel's.
Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Old Number 7 are registered trademarks. Copyright 2022 Jack Daniel's. All rights reserved.
All right, the Golden Knights fall 4-2 to the Stars. Last time I did one of these, they were up 2-0, heading home. Well, credit to the Dallas Stars as they tie up the series 2-2 as they win both here in Vegas. And, Dave, I watched this game, and They weren't good in game three, but they pushed it to overtime. Tonight, there was a lot to like. The first period, the third period, but there was a big chunk in that second where it kind of got away. It wasn't a long time, but it just shows how tight these two teams are.
Yeah, and I don't know, Shane, how you feel about it. It's never easy at this time of year, right? I don't think we thought this was going to be easy. And, you know, when they lost game three, we were kind of joking around. So, well, we didn't expect them to run the table in the playoffs and go 16-0. But, you know, credit to the Stars. They've come back and made this a series. I think you expected Dallas would push back. You know, they weren't very good in game one. The Golden Knights were, to their credit. Stars were probably better in game two, but the Golden Knights were fine. And then you come back here for the third game where, you know, Vegas, first half of the game, it's, you know, not, you know, it's not Golden Knights hockey. And I think the frustrating thing about this game tonight is there were segments of the game that were really good. It felt like they were in control of the game in the second period, up 2-1, and they take a couple of ill-advised penalties, and one cost them the tying goal, and it just seemed to kind of zap their momentum. And then they have a costly turnover on what turned out to be the game winner. So you know better than me the fine line of this time of year. It doesn't take much for two teams that are this close. We talk a lot on TV about the one-goal games they played, regular season, playoffs, and basically another one-goal game tonight. But you know, we expected Dallas to push back, and they have.
Yeah, and it's hard to explain. I think, you know, everybody gets caught up, as mentioned, two games, none coming home. But Stars won the Western Conference. This is a good hockey team that they're a very good hockey team. Picked by many to be the favorite to win the Stanley Cup, and they weren't happy they came back. They were able to respond, and yeah, tonight's game was close on both ends of it. I think you're exactly right. The momentum shift, right? We talk about that game to game, but also in game, and that was huge. They capitalized on the penalty, power play of the Stars tonight, and that just shifted momentum in the second period, which gave them the lead. And you know, the Golden Knights had a push in the third, but at the same time, they defended really well. So, you know, that battle for interior ice, something the Golden Knights had the better of. They protected it so well in game one and two. Dallas has done a good job in three and four. And I think that's what makes it so good, is this is going to be a long series. I won't be surprised if we see seven. But,
yeah,
you know, it's going to be on each team to constantly improve game by game and in game as well.
As Shane mentioned, the momentum shift in the second period where Dallas was able to grab the lead heading into the third, a key for the Stars to get them to win this game, as Vegas just could not withstand that and could not come back in the third. After the game, Jonathan Marchessault and William Karlsson acknowledged that momentum shift, and Bruce Cassidy walked us through the sequences in the second period that allowed Dallas to take the lead.
No, we just gotta, you know, when the momentum when the momentum shifts for their favor, we just gotta, you know, stay strong, maybe, you know, play a couple of simple plays and just get back in the game that way.
I think we lost the momentum a little bit in the second period. They got the power play goal, and after that they generated another power play, and they were able to get a goal in the last 2 minutes. So I think that's an unfortunate bounce, but I mean, it's momentum swings in the playoff, and I don't think we managed that well today.
Goals they scored, power play goal, good play by them to get to the front of the net for second and third chances. Tough to be in that position. I think, you know, those are calls that happen a lot during the course of a game that they whistled us on. And I thought McNabb got interfered with or held trying to clear the puck. So you think they'd, but doesn't get called. Now we never recover. So that's one that, good for them, good on them to stay with the battle, get a second, third chance goal. But the other one was inexcusable, really. I mean, we can get out of the period 2-2. We stay too long on the shift, then we mismanage the puck. Again, it's a fortunate play, but they're putting everything to the net, and you're going to get some of those bounces. So they scored two from the goal line tonight, but that's what happens when you funnel some nights. So at the end of the day, on us not to get into the intermission, at least 2-2. Take a breath. Understand we've played very well with the exception of the end of the second. Some of that was penalty-driven. And get back at it. So, yeah, those are maturity in your team, right? And we should be farther along than that. So that's one that, you know, is disappointing. And the end of the day, we're 2-2 now, but I think the game could have been ended differently. I don't know if it would have, but we would have been even going into the third. It would have been a little easier to play the game than having to go, you know, they're a good defensive team, go through them all period.
So you have been, let me ask you a question. You've been in these scenarios, up 2-0 in the series, down 2-0 in the series. Take us inside both those locker rooms as we stand here right now, still in the broadcast booth after this game has ended. The game's been over 10 minutes. Where are these teams at in both those rooms right now?
That's a real good question. So the Stars right now accomplished the task. They'll feel good. But at the same time, they got enough veteran group. Okay, now it's a three-game series. We're going back home. They're going to feel good about having home ice advantage again about their game, but and also knowing the template of what they need to do for success. The other room, not going to be quite as happy. Same time, you've got to have a short memory. You've got to learn from your mistakes. And then a belief that, hey, we've won on the road before. So both teams are going to be positive in a sense that whether you win or lose these, it's done. The series is wiped clean once again. Dallas accomplished their task. Vegas didn't get done what they wanted to on home ice, but they're going into a three-game series here knowing they've had success in Dallas. So they're going to say, okay, there's things we need to clean up in our game. There's areas, the coaching staff, as we said, they'll continue to make adjustments that they think they'll find success with. To find a little more offense, which Vegas needs. The magic number for Golden Knights is three goals. Right. They only got to two again tonight. Three goals or more, their record is substantially better in playoffs. So their mindset is, all right, we'll move forward. The coaching staff's going to look. Will they make changes? Because there's some guys, I think some of the top guys for the Golden Knights, we still have yet to see their best, but you can't wait too much longer. And they know that to a guy. In that room, they're professionals, self-assessment. They will do that. They're self-aware of where they need to get to. Now it's a matter of doing it, putting on the ice, and we'll see what happens.
Well, the Golden Knights certainly disappointed with the loss and looking for more offense moving into Game 5. And even though they didn't get it in Game 4, they are confident that they have the personnel to be able to score at a higher clip.
I think we generated good chances there. I mean, by the end of the day, it's a playoff. We got to find a way to find a back end of the net and tonight we didn't. The past few games, I think our offense have been lacking in being productive and being opportunistic. And I think it's guys like me that needs to lead the way and got to bring your best game next game. I mean, I thought we played well, like in the third. Why? We generated enough, right? I mean, at the end of the day, we have enough guys in our locker room to find the back of the net in the third period. I mean, we have a lot of gamers in the locker room, and it's that time of the year that we have to find a way that to have a hero. And you know what, it's in the playoff, it's all about being able to bring best effort of 20 guys and also just one line just stepping up at the right time every game, and right now we don't have that.
Well, tonight, as the game went on, Bruce Cassidy juggled his first two lines. He kept the third line together, which was their best, right? Yeah. With Carlson, Howden, and Amadio, right? They were terrific. Fourth line, they left alone. And I wonder, Shannon, we talked about this a little bit when we did VGK today after game two from Dallas. We said, you know, they're getting the band back together here. Stone hadn't played in a long time. Hurdles had a short amount of time with the team. Petrangelo hadn't played, you know, late in the season. He missed a lot of games. And we thought initially it did work, right? The first two games it worked. It seems now you're trying to find chemistry on the fly. And I wonder how much of a challenge it is for some of these guys. I mean, Stone and Hurdle, they've played four games together. I know Stevenson and Stone have a long history, but it is different. So, to your point, you know, does Bruce Cassidy switch it up even more here as they head into Game 5? Because I just wonder, as this series has gone on, how much of a challenge that's been for some of those players that have either missed a lot of time or have not spent a lot of time together.
And that's the tough thing. They've got to figure it out quick, right? And I think the one thing is he's got to look at a lineup. How are we going to generate offense different ways? That was a question. Both goals off the rush tonight. Driving the net, but both goals off the rush. You look at the Stars, they threw everything they could funnel to the net. They kind of back off in the third. They have the lead. They're protecting. It's kind of normal. They didn't create a lot offensively. But that second period, power play goal, rebound in front, game-winning goal, bit of a fortune one. Even the first one was a bit of fortune, but just throwing around. So I think this was even. They might have had a couple of bounces go their way. That happens throughout a series. Now it's on the Golden Knights to respond as they head to Dallas where they've had success, and we'll wait and see what happens. But either way, we're back here at home Friday night.
Indeed, Shane. Game 5, of course, scheduled for Wednesday in Dallas at 4:30 Pacific time. And we do know that now with the series tied at 2, there is a guarantee of a Game 6 and another home game at T-Mobile Arena coming Friday night at the Fortress. Time to be determined at this moment. Thanks again to Shane and Dave for hopping on today's episode of VGK Today. And stay tuned after the break because we're going to take a look around the NHL and see what's going on elsewhere in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Listen up! Your share at winning over $500,000 in free fuel and products is just a tap away with the Terrible Social House app.
Yes!
With a qualifying purchase at the pump or in-store, you can shop, spin, and win directly on your phone. Win free products that you can redeem instantly in store, or if you're feeling lucky, you could land on free fuel towards your next fill up. Shop, spin, and win. Download and play today. Terribles, deliberately different since 1959. Go to terribles.com for more details.
Vegas! On behalf of Nagvi Injury Law, Golden Pipes, Carnell Johnson.
If you've been hurt, Nagvi is the word. Call 702.
For Han Nakvi with Nakvi Injury Law, imagine you've been injured in an accident. Now, do you want an assembly line law firm that treats you like a number and settles early for easy money? Hell no. Call me now for a free consultation at 702-INJURED.
Taking a look elsewhere around the NHL playoffs, we only had one other game on Monday night besides the Golden Knights, and that came from Sunrise, Florida, where the Florida Panthers were looking to advance to the second round against the Tampa Bay Lightning, and the Panthers did just that, officially becoming the second team to advance to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs behind the New York Rangers, who swept the Washington Capitals on Sunday, and the Panthers, with a 6-1 win over the Lightning, win that series in 5 games and defeat the Lightning in a postseason series for the first time ever to move on to the second round. Lots of teams will be hoping to join the Panthers and the Rangers on Tuesday night, because there is a quartet of series sitting at 3-1 with an opportunity for teams to move on to the second round. Interesting that the Golden Knights and the Stars is the only series in the first round that is even after 4 games. It's been a very lopsided first round to this point, and that means a lot of teams are looking to move on Tuesday night. The action starts off at 4 o'clock with the Bruins taking on the Maple Leafs. That series is back in Boston, and the Bruins up 3-1 looking to move on. And they would have a date with the Florida Panthers if they were able to defeat the Maple Leafs in the first round. Then at 4:30, the Hurricanes host the Islanders in Game 5 of their first round series. New York staved off elimination last time out as Matt Barzal got a double overtime winner on Long Island, but the Hurricanes still firmly in control of this series, and one win on home ice would have them moving on to face the Rangers in the second round. At 6:30, the Colorado Avalanche meet the Winnipeg Jets up north in Winnipeg as the Avs, with a 3-1 lead, look to win their 4th consecutive game of this series and get the win over the Jets to move on to the second round to face either the Golden Knights or the Stars. So keep a close eye on that one, Golden Knights fans, as that is a potential second round opponent if the Golden Knights were to advance to that point. Final game of the night comes our way at 7 o'clock as the Vancouver Canucks play host to the Nashville Predators. And boy, it was a tough one out last time for Nashville. On home ice with an opportunity to even the series at 2. They allowed a couple of goals to Brock Besser in the final 3 minutes. And Elias Lindholm won the game in overtime on the road for Vancouver as they now return to British Columbia with an opportunity to move on to the second round. So lots of opportunities up in the air for teams to get out of the first round and continue on their quest to get the Stanley Cup. We'll see how many of them can do that with a jam-packed 4-game schedule on Tuesday night. Of course, the VGK will next be in action on Wednesday, 4:30 puck drop in Dallas for Game 5 between them and the Dallas Stars. And a reminder for our listeners that whether it's a home or away game, all fans decked out in VGK gear get an exclusive 10% off their bill at Nelly's Southern Kitchen. Golden Knights goals taste even better with Nelly's mouthwatering Southern Delights. Thanks, as always, for tuning into VGK today. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on your preferred podcast platform, as we'll be back every day throughout the 2024 Stanley Cup playoffs with new episodes. Stay tuned for tomorrow as Ashley Weiss joins the show. Justin Russo signing off for VGK Today, presented by BetMGM.